for August the 3rd. If you'll please all rise, and Bert, you're going to lead us in the pledge.
I'll even take my hat. If you'd please repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, Mr. Clerk, how about calling roll?
Chair Schauber?
Here.
Vice Chair Ashton?
Here.
Commissioner Diaz? Commissioner Hansen?
Here.
Commissioner Jones? Commissioner Wigan? And for your information, I believe Commissioner Jones just pulled up, so she'll be here. So as of this instant, we don't have quorum, but we should in a couple minutes.
Okay, great. All right, we'll move on to item three. This is public participation. We do have Mr. Wilborn, come forward, please, and take the oath.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Michael Wilborn, the Friends of Harbor Beaches and Parks. Once again, we are facing a big summer season. The parks are fully utilized. The trails are overwhelmed on weekends. I just want to continue to encourage from FHPB to OC Parks and the commission that we really want to emphasize safety and courtesy out in our parks, and especially on the trails where we have a lot of congestion, especially on weekends. And in the warmer weather, that means most people are there in the mornings, and it gets crazy out there. So I really want to encourage OC Parks and your commission to really keep an eye on overuse on the trails and how we can continue to better manage the populations that seem to be flooding those trails every weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, as always. Okay, we'll move on to our consent calendar. All items may be taken if approved in a single motion. Do we have a request from the public to pull anything?
No, we don't.
Okay, anything from staff? Anybody from a board member?
I'm going to have to abstain from B.
Okay.
Since I wasn't here.
Great. I don't think you really have to do that, but if you'd like to, you can. It's up to you. We probably need
you to tell me what to do.
Our county council has opined that you can vote on an item, especially the minutes, even if you did not participate.
Okay.
In that way we'll get it passed. This is our
And the county council's never.
In his mind.
Did somebody laugh?
Sorry.
That's in his mind. Okay, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody abstain? Thank you. Anybody say no? We got it. All right. We're now on item number four or five. This is our discussion calendar. Our first item is Miles Square Regional Park Expansion Project Phase 1 Update Presentation. Okay. Before we do that, is there anybody from the audience that would like to discuss item A? Okay, here I am. We'll bring it back.
Let me just introduce the item, and I will pass it on to Tom. So just because we have some commissioners that may not have been around when the master plan was approved for Miles Square, I just want to briefly go over a little bit of history on the park. So Miles Square Park is located within the boundaries of the city of Fountain Valley. It is a park that is over 600 acres, and portions of it are leased to two golf courses, as well as the city of Fountain Valley. The city itself runs a sports and recreation area in one corner of the park. The remaining acreage of the park that the county still controls, or that OC Parks manages, is 280 acres, and 93 of those acres 93 of those acres were very recently in 2021 transferred back to county control from one of the golf courses that was out in that area. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about the projects that are happening out there to convert golf land into usable parkland. And we have Twan Richardson, our interim senior project manager, who will help talk us through these projects.
I'm delighted to be here. Hello, commissioners.
Hello. It's nice to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I know most of you have been out to Miles Square, but we have an arrow here. If you look at the key map, the north is facing to the right. So we're along Euclid right now, and it's a bird's eye view into the 93 acres And then in the foreground, you see the existing archery range, and in the background there, you see the overflow parking. To give you some context, the 93 acres is sandwiched between the existing Miles Square Regional Park to the east and to the west. We have David L. Baker Golf Course, the Fountain Valley Sports Park, and the Miles Square Golf Course to the southwest. And then here's a little context aerial, what the 93 acres look like, converting the existing golf course into a regional park facility. So give you a little bit of context of the timeline. So in 2021, the Board of Supervisors approved the master plan and CEQA environmental document on July 13th, and the bid was awarded to Ono Construction on December 7th. The following year, in 2022, the phase one construction began on February 7th, and this year, 2023, the phase one construction was completed on July 13th. And before I go through the task and scope of work, it's an interesting note that for phase one, 80% of the work was done underground to support the future phases. So I'll go through that really quick. So we have demolition of existing golf course infrastructure, which includes paving, curbs, inlets, outlets, piping, fencing, drainage elements, and clearing and grubbing. We also have massive earthwork, which includes rough, fine, and remedial grading, erosion, and sediment control, and inlet protection. And in fact, based on the EIR that was done, we were conditioned to provide a scientist on site during excavation for archaeo and paleo resources monitoring, but there wasn't any critical resources that were found during excavation and trenching. And paving, which includes vehicular and pedestrian paths, headers, curbs, and slab on grade. And this is the near-term amenity that the public can enjoy right away. And in fact, during the master planning, this is the top priority, because if you visit Miles Square right now, the public is recreating with vehiculars, vehicles on asphalt roads. So the number one priority they wanted was separated pedestrian paths, and then we're going to provide that for phase one. Lake improvements. We have new pipe intake screening, structural steel, perimeter shoreline, and aeration system. So when I mentioned lake improvements, we have filled in one of the lakes for future phases, and one of the other lakes on the south, Lake G, was also reduced in size to accommodate the multi-use paths. A restroom building renovation. This occurs on the north side of the site. We have an existing golf course restroom. And we did selective demolition. We put in new plumbing, fixtures, accessories, a new exterior drinking fountain, and signage. Utilities, building.
Excuse me. I've played golf out here a bunch, okay? And the restrooms are great for a foursome passing by. But a foursome passing by is a very different dynamic than opening this facility up as part of a regional park. There are going to be many more users of the parkland than it was when it was a golf course. Are we expanding the size and capacity of the restrooms, or are we just renovating?
Oh, I'll go through that as we I'll go along the presentation, but for this one, we renovated to ADA standards, but we're also adding another restroom on the south end side, portable restrooms to accommodate future use.
A portable restroom?
Yes.
The use, Commissioner Ashton, for now is going to be just pass-through use as well. Right now, the amenities are primarily walking paths. There's one bench out there that people can stop and rest at, but for the most part, it's just grass area and walkways. So the more intensive use that we are going to be adding restrooms for down the line is going to come in future phases of this project.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, moving along, we also have an irrigation system which includes piping connections, steel satellite, electrical service, and lake pump system. And this is a very innovative system that I'll go into a little bit later on that's reusing stormwater runoff that percolates into the groundwater system and then repumped for reuse for irrigation. So it's a pretty interesting system. And then lastly, we have planting, which includes sub-hybrid seeding and vine planting at the portable restroom screen fence. All right, so we'll go into some of the improvements. So as you can see on the, this was a golf course, and so we have cart paths. And these cart paths were demoed to accommodate the new design that's going in here. But then also with the sustainable approach, none of this was hauled off-site. The existing golf courts were crushed and used as a subbase for the multi-use path that encircles the 93 acres. And as I mentioned, the improvements, we have Lake D that was removed per the master plan to accommodate future phases. We have the Lake G reduction per the master plan, but to also accommodate the design of walkways that goes around it. And as I mentioned, we have the irrigation and recirculation pump system that I'll go into a little bit more detail later. We have the mentioned existing restroom renovation on the north side. And then we have the 12-foot wide multi-use asphalt path with adjacent 8-foot wide decomposed granite pedestrian path that encircles the 93 acres and is going to be integrated into future phases. And then along with that, we also have a 12-foot wide asphalt multi-use path that bisects the site and also a network of 8-foot wide pedestrian asphalt paths throughout. And then as I mentioned, there is going to be a portable restroom with a concrete pad with planted screen fence on the south side. And then we also have picnic tables on concrete pads that encircle Lake B and Lake C. And lastly, we have electrical power that will work for Euclid Street because the existing electrical only services the golf course irrigation, but we need additional service that was pulled from Euclid in order to power the 60 lights that came in and also additional irrigation controllers. And also, you'll notice on the northeast side, we also put in a 6-inch high asphalt curb to delineate that edge. Okay, so here's the interesting or sustainable recirculation system that I want to talk about. So you can see on your screen, we have these upper lakes, right? From Lake A through F. And then we have Lake G at the bottom. And all this is gravity fed. And the idea is that when there's nuisance water, stormwater runoff, it percolates into Lake G. And then the pump will draw water from Lake G to irrigate the 93-acre site. So, as I mentioned, there's a running bird pump system that draws water from Lake G to irrigate the site and then recirculates water to the upper lakes. So the only water it gets drawn from is Lake G. Also, Lake G receives nuisance water and stormwater runoff from the upper lakes. And then the future irrigation well will draw groundwater 300 feet below grade to replenish Lake G. Because right now, we're drawing the water from the existing golf course well. And the idea is once we put in this new irrigation well, we can divorce ourselves from that.
Describe nuisance water.
Nuisance water is the same as storm water runoff. When we had like the storms that occurred this winter, and we get the overflow of additional rainwater, and we also have like a low also low water table, and that percolates on grade and has to flow somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. So then the idea is to flow into these lakes instead of like the storm drain system.
So all the park kind of flows to Lake G?
Yes.
And there's no Lake D?
There's no Lake.
Lake D is gone?
Yeah, Lake D is to fill in. And then in future phases, Lake A will also be filled in for to accommodate the future master plan design. Okay, so I want to show you a couple of drone imagery that we took in March of 2022 when the contractors mobilized, and also compare them with the drone imagery that was recently flown, I want to say, like a couple weeks ago, so you can see a comparison. So my lovely assistant here will pull up for you.
So this is before construction, right? When construction.
Yeah. So we have two images that show the condition in March 2022, and then the recent condition. So you can see, for example, in this image right here, you'll see that when the contract's mobilized, right, you're doing the rough grading.
Yeah.
And in fact, you see a lot of the cart paths still haven't been demoed, mm-hmm. and you see a lot of the sand traps haven't been filled in. Compared to the recent condition where we have the 12-foot wide multi-use path with adjacent DG, pedestrian path, and then we have the sand traps already filled in and a lot of the cart paths already demoed. And then James, if you can navigate to the next view. And so I wanted to show you, this is looking from south to north, and James, if you can kind of navigate to Lake G. So you can see how big Lake G was in 2022. You can see how much it was reduced down in this image here. And also compare the two drone imagery, right? You see a lot of cart paths still existing. And then compare to the recent imagery where the cart paths were removed. And then you can see the multi-use path going around Lake G. Thank you, James. All right, so just kind of like a human scale topography of what the scope of work that was done. For example, you know, here's underground improvements where they have to excavate to replace a lot of the damaged main lines and drain lines. And then you can see the electrical that was put in that was moored from Euclid Street, drain lines, irrigation mains, and as I mentioned, there was a scientist out there today for IPO paleo resources monitoring. And then here's the Rainbird pump system, which I mentioned that draws water from the community to the site, but also recirculates the upper lakes.
I have a question. It seems really expensive to have the scientists there with consistency. And then I've heard before that if you're digging and you find something, you can call. Did you have to have the scientists there, or was that an abundance of caution on your part to have them there?
No, it was during the environmental process, during the EIR, we were conditioned to have scientists on site during excavation and trenching.
All right.
Did you tell him about the turtle?
Excuse me?
Did you tell him about the turtle? The turtle.
The turtle?
The turtle.
Yeah, when they drained that, there was a turtle up there. And they relocated.
Indigenous species were introduced?
I don't think they put it back. They found a home for it.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What is Lake G photosphere?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was the the idea was to click on the image to show like the image, the drone imagery looking north to south, and then that red box when you click it, it shows the imagery looking south to north that James already showed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, never mind. So there's not a thing out there.
No. No. Okay. Yeah, it's not the Las Vegas sphere. Okay, so here's the other improvements. Here's the existing golf course restroom. And you can see that there was a drinking fountain that was attached to the wall, and that was removed. And then here's the existing condition, where we have the drinking fountain unit, exterior unit, with the water bottle filling station and the dog bowl, ADA accessible, and also the lavatories were removed from the inside to the outside. And here's the interior improvements. So you see back in 2022, we have porcelain fixtures, and then also we had, lavatories? So that was removed for maintenance reasons and also to accommodate wheelchair access, turning radius as well. So you can see the new stainless steel fixtures that's ADA compliant, and you know, with the heights and the reaches and everything, also with the baby diaper changing stations. Okay, so I wanted also for you to see that in this photograph here, we have the rough rating of the multi-use path, the DG path, and also to accommodate the lighting. And then the second step is the forming, right, the edges, and then also the subgrade preparation to get us this, which is the multi-use DG path, multi-use asphalt with the DG path, and then with the lighting. And also wanted to show you the also the grade preparation for the 8-foot wide asphalt pass throughout the 93 acres. And then here's the concrete slab on grade to accommodate the picnic tables and benches that encircles Lake D and Lake C.
Go back real quick, I was looking at it earlier. Is that one picnic table purposely missing the seat because it's a handicap?
Dave,
or did somebody break it?
We can't, Commissioner Hanson, we can't get anything past you, yes. that is for ADA accessibility.
For ADA? Yes. Okay, yes.
Okay, so then also, as I mentioned, because we have an existing restroom on the north side, we also have to accommodate users that walk all the way to the south side. So you can see the slab on grade with the screen fence materials, and this is what it looks like installed with the vine screen around it.
I'm sorry, what's this for?
For the portable restroom that's going in into the south side.
Oh.
And then also, as I mentioned, on the northeast edge, and then on the opposite side, you have the overflow parking. We wanted to delineate this edge with a 6-inch high concrete curb. So this is the before and after. And then the next steps. All right, what are the next steps? Okay, so phase one, start a 90-day hydroseed establishment period. Started on July 13th, and it will be open to the public in fall of 2023. Irrigation law that I mentioned, anticipated Board of Supervisors award date is in winter of 2023. And then phase two, anticipated Board of Supervisors award date is fall of 2023, with final design that includes plan specs and estimates phase. The pool permitting it's in spring of 2024, which projected project completion in summer of 2025. So some of the amenities for phase two is we have the main vehicular route that comes through this entry. And then we have also the main, focal point is the amphitheater, the great meadow area, additional parking, the children's nature play area, and a permanent restroom also on the south side. And also a multi-use field that would also accommodate overflow parking.
So I have another question. So I was just at Mason for NoDOT, because I'm a groupie of theirs. They rock. And the area is wonderful to have a band and be able to see, right? Because it's all got a real nice slope. Mm-hmm. Is something like that going to happen in the meadow area, that you'll have a grass high slope?
Yeah,
and NoDOT could play there, let's say, in the future, right?
Yeah, as you see this kind of like triangular space that fits out to the Great Meadow, so the idea is to slope it up so that you can have a nice viewing angle down to the amphitheater.
So that would mean there's a high spot on, and then for the other side, and I didn't feel there was enough parking. Is there more parking going to happen, or
do
you feel there is enough parking?
Yeah.
Because I saw the one area, and I think the other side's going to have some parking.
Yeah, as I mentioned, there's a parking lot one here, a couple of parking areas here, and another parking area towards the multi-use play field.
Oh.
And in fact,
parking lot three, I didn't see that one.
The statistics or data, it's going to accommodate about 675 cars.
Okay, times what, 2.5 people? Is that kind of the average?
That's right, about 2.5, 3 people.
2.5 people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you can see in the image right here that the red lines reflects phase one, and how did the black lines, which are in phase two, integrates within phase one. And also I wanted to show you this image here. This is the ultimate master plan build-out.
Yeah, so, that's cool.
Right, in future phases, right, we're gonna have a visitor center, we're gonna have expanded maintenance yard, additional parking on the northeast side, here and here, and also a grand promenade that flanks the amphitheater. It's about a quarter mile long with a boss of trees that terminates into like a fountain feature or something like that. And then we have the Grand Plaza, and if you can imagine, this is where the overflow parking is, so this is going to take up all that space right there. And also, there's going to be a children's, there's going to be a camp area in this area, with also a botanical garden. So yeah, those are the features that are going to be future phases. It's going to be built in after phase two.
So there's a phase three-ish.
And four and five.
And four.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Depending on budget, yeah. As you all know. Thank you.
Is it possible to see the plan palette that you guys are interested in?
Yes, I can provide that to you.
Just whatever.
Sure.
No, right. I'd love to see it just so I can ask.
Okay.
Thank you.
What are the projections for? For the amphitheater, how many people do you see gathering for an event in the amphitheater?
Well, it's I don't know what the data is right now for like our summer concert series. Tonight, I think one's happening in Miles Square, so I don't know if anyone has data for how many people actually attend that, but I would assume it's going to be the same or not more.
So one of our most attended summer concerts tends to be at the end, and it's at Salt Creek Beach. It's about 5,000 people there.
Sure.
This is a much bigger area than that. So, you know, there's no division between the edges of the viewing space, so you can really be in any area around the concert and still be able to hear the music and enjoy it. So we're anticipating crowd sizes that might be even upwards of 5,000.
Okay, so it's not big enough for a Taylor Swift concert.
Probably not. That will destroy our grass.
So 1,700-ish people on 675 cars times 2.5. So if you get up into the 3,000 or 3,500 people showing up, what other parking's happening in the hood?
Well, there is a lot of other parking in Miles Square, and in the past for concerts, we have had shuttle service for parks that have parking lots that are very far from the event area, so theoretically we could do that.
And as you mentioned, phase two, right, that's going to accommodate 675 cars, but the total build-out, you can see the parking space right here in the northeast side and new additional parking also on this area to accommodate that. And don't forget, we have a multi-use field that will double as overflow parking.
I can get you a VIP pass. You know people. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Twan's a rock star.
I agree.
Yeah, you're great. We've worked together on a number of different things. And yeah, thank you so much. The presentation was wonderful, on point. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Commissioner Hanson.
You've come a long way since my last tour. They threw this up there when we drove over the concrete slabs laying all over the ground. And it was very interesting. But unfortunately, the city of Fountain Valley didn't get their say in what they wanted to do, some of the amenities. And so that was because the voices were unheard by the board supervisors. But we're over that. Okay, well, that's a receive and follow. Is there a motion to receive and follow?
Sure. Yep.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? Okay. All right, we're going to get our 2023 meeting and field trip schedule amendments. Staff?
Thank you, Chair. Okay, item 5B on your agenda, as the chair has mentioned, is for the purpose of making amendments to your Parks Commission schedule, which we believe will result in some positive improvements and then we schedule items for your review. One of the changes we is recognized and recommended action one, and that is to and have this nice graphic for you here just to sort of simplify this. It's to change the September activity from a field trip to meetings, that's down here, to allow us to better space out our field trips. Currently, you'll see our field trips are in April and July, and typically we just have 1 month for business and then back to another field trip. Spacing it out a little bit more will allow us to insert a little bit more items of business and also hold a field trip in a different season, which will hopefully be more conducive to outdoor activities in October. The second amendment that we would like to propose is recognized in your second recommended action, and this is to change our dark month, which is currently in December, to January, which will allow us to get away from the January New Year's holiday because the January meeting is typically a few days after the New Year's Day. All of the proposed meetings are going to be consistent with your Thursday 6 p.m. time that is recognized in your bylaws, so we're not changing any of that. But the proposed changes here, we hope, will allow for a more streamlined way to present items to you. I'm happy to answer your questions.
When might we elect officers?
We are planning to elect officers, if you guys approve this schedule, in December for the following year, and that will get us set up for the future year.
Okay.
Anybody object to this schedule? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody object? Anybody abstain? There you go.
Can I have a motion and second on that, please?
I thought we had one. I moved it.
I didn't hear a second.
Who? You want a second? David, you want a second?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, let's second this. Yeah, this is good. Okay.
We're good.
Makes sense.
Okay.
I think it was
okay, let's try again. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? All right, back to the director's report.
All right, all of my updates today are related to a number of staffing changes that I want to make sure you guys are aware of. Just about a month ago, Pam Passo was appointed as our permanent director for OC Parks, which is good because then it allows us to start recruiting more permanently for the positions that were affected because we were moving people around in interim positions.
She's missed the first meeting.
She has is off on a medical reason, so good reason not to be.
Okay.
Yes. On the sort of more downside to things, and I congratulate him for his new role, but our previous interim deputy director, Richard Fink, has taken on a job at the state parks level. He is a superintendent up in LA County, and so good for him, but then that results in a vacancy that we have to now take care of. Mike Wilson, who you all recognize as our business office division manager, he's here typically at these meetings, has taken on the interim deputy director for operations role, which is why he is not here, because he is at the concert manning that for our staff here tonight. So as we move forward with these more permanent positions, we will be going out for a recruitment on the Deputy Director of Operations role, which was Pam's previous role, and hoping that we get somebody in place sooner than later. In other recruitment news, this is actually extremely good. Currently, we have 13 total vacancies in our park ranger ranks, so quite a lot given that we have just about 50 park rangers for 60,000 acres of park land. We have just recently hired 10 new park rangers. This is a very arduous process, so it took us about a year and a half to get here. Here we are, 10 new rangers, and we are expecting several more to come in, which will fill all of our vacancies.
And they've all accepted the offer?
The 10 have.
The 10 have.
We have a few more waiting in the wings.
Okay.
We'll work on those. Because it does take us so long to recruit, we are actually already gearing up for another park ranger recruitment, just in case. This is something we anticipate to go out onto the streets in fall of this year. And that is all I have today, unless you guys had any questions for me.
How many employees do we have?
We have 354 positions.
Positions?
Yes, but we have, I want to say, about a 12% vacancy.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Maybe you could get a depth chart or a flow chart for the parks and fill in all of them and get it to the commissioners and then also the contact emails and phone numbers.
We'd be happy to get you an organization chart.
Yes, that'd be great.
I second that.
Will do.
Okay, anything from the board? If you don't get, I don't think we have a field trip planned out there, but if anybody would like to see some of the changes out there, I think you could call our staff and they'd be happy to take you out there.
It may be something we could perhaps propose for our October field trip. The hydro seeding is complete right around mid-October, so perhaps that could be one of the options we provide you in September when you pick your October field trip.
Only if you provide lunch at the over at the golf course is
that is a lease property.
At the snack shack. How's that, okay?
Yes. I'm going to be gone for, I'm not going to sit, yeah, I'm taking a vacation. From the 9th, from the 7th of September to sometime later in the month. We haven't, we're going to Moab.
Nice.
Moab.
There's a strong possibility I won't be available on September 7th.
Are you going to Moab with us?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
Out on your way?
Well, the meeting's canceled on that day, but we don't have a date determined for the field trip yet.
We actually should have a meeting following your approval tonight. We have now a meeting scheduled on, I want to say, September 7th?
Yes.
September 7th, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it says canceled meeting. Okay, let me look at the sheet here.
Regular meeting.
So September 7th, canceled meeting.
The initial schedule, and I think that's
and I'm going to be here for that.
Oh, right. Okay, the meeting's canceled because you're doing a field trip to be determined, but now we're meeting.
Correct, yes.
All right. We are meeting. And then October is the field trip.
Correct, yes. And we're actually going to update your binders with the updated schedule for the next round.
Yeah,
my birthday's on the 20th
of October. Okay, Bert's birthday is on my
event.
The
16th.
For Libras. Yeah.
I knew I liked you.
By then, the oranges will be ready for us to pick up out back here. We'll take some home.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
All right.
But you better not miss them, because if you're not here when they pick them, there's nothing left.
When, I'm going back a long way, back to when Mark was the director. We had a bunch of avocado trees.
They're still there.
They're still there?
They're still there.
And what do we do with the avocados?
First come, first serve.
I don't know. Does anybody know? What happens to the avocados? After that
harvest, they harvest the...
Well, what about us?
That's what I said, first come, first serve. All right, anything else before us? Okay, everybody have a good summer.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.